What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 424. In this episode, I'll discuss de-resuscitation of patients in the ICU. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode424. Since the first surviving sepsis campaign, guidelines have contained a strong emphasis on early and aggressive fluid resuscitation for patients in septic shock. While this focus on fluid resuscitation is widely regarded as a cornerstone of the treatment of severe sepsis and septic shock, it presents its own set of clinical problems when it continues longer than necessary or is taken to an extreme. An excessively positive fluid balance can lead to edema, both peripheral and pulmonary, as well as renal congestion. Such effects have been linked with increased mortality. This has led to research on two main strategies to combat the effects of over-resuscitation: restrictive fluid strategies and de-resuscitation strategies. De-resuscitation involves the active removing of excess fluid, usually by diuretic therapy or dialysis. The term de-resuscitation was first published in 2012 in a review article of Fluid Strategies in Surgical Payments. Patients. On social media, the term was used as early as 2013 by both Fluid Academy and the late Dr. John Hines, and I have those tweets linked in the show notes. Dr. Hines described his aggressive de-resuscitation strategies in an interview published on the MCRIT podcast. It was episode 154, titled John Hines on How He Ran His Unit. In the few years since the first apparent uses of the term de-resuscitation, evidence has mounted to suggest that not only is a positive fluid balance detrimental to patient survival, but the act of de-resuscitation is associated with lower mortality. The most convincing article to date is a retrospective cohort study that took place in 10 ICUs in the UK and Canada. 400 patients were analyzed, and 87% of these patients had a positive fluid balance. A positive fluid balance on day 3 of ICU stay was associated with increased mortality with an odds ratio of 1.26. Patients who had de-resuscitation measured apply in the form of furosemide administration or dialysis had a statistically significantly lower odds of mortality with an odds ratio of 0.29. In addition, about half of the patients who later achieved a negative fluid balance did so spontaneously, and this was associated with a mortality odds ratio of 0.21. The study also points to the cause of positive fluid balance being more likely from maintenance IV fluid and medication diluent administration than from the initial fluid bolus and resuscitation measures. This suggests that positive fluid balances in ICU patients may be easily avoidable by paying close attention to the daily dose of IV fluids given in the form of maintenance fluids and diluents for medications. To get access to my free download area with 20 different resources to help hospital pharmacists in their practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.